USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Television audiences across the country will be able to view former President Trump's Georgia arraignment this week. The judge overseeing his election interference case ruled Tuesday that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom. Trump expected to turn himself in Thursday. It's confirmed Trump's sit-down with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson will stream around the same time as Wednesday night's first Republican primary debate televised in Milwaukee. But what about where all the other candidates will be standing on the debate stage?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will stand center stage. Recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis for the number two spot. An Emerson College poll showed the two tied at 10% support each. However, they're both trailing Trump, who leads with 56% support. I'm John Schaefer.
Members of the Teamsters Union are ratifying a five-year deal at UPS that puts an end to the threat of a strike. According to the union, 86% of the members voted for the contract. Tropical Storm Harold's made landfall in South Texas, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, and a chance for coastal flooding. Over a million people in the area are being affected. Japan will release treated radioactive wastewater into the Pacific Ocean this week.
The country's Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, gave his approval today to begin the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant plan. Kishida said in a cabinet meeting the controversial step will be important to the plant's decommissioning and in its recovery process after a 2011 earthquake and tsunami ruined the plant's cooling systems. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All eight passengers have been rescued from a broken chairlift in Pakistan that dangled over 900 feet in the air for more than 15 hours. Seven children and their teacher had been trapped in the chairlift after a cable line snapped over a mountainous region. This is USA News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Two Republican presidential candidates plan to take legal action against the RNC for not allowing them to participate in Wednesday's debate. Conservative radio host Larry Elder claims he met all the requirements set out by the RNC to qualify for the debate in Milwaukee, but was told he was ineligible. Businessman Perry Johnson also says he met every requirement but was denied. The two accused the RNC of rigging the contest. FEMA officials who are responding to the fire that destroyed the historic town of Lahaina on Maui are reportedly staying in very expensive luxury hotels.
FEMA officials are facing criticism for staying in luxury hotels costing $1,000 per night. Slow response to the disaster has drawn scrutiny. FEMA officials are accused of being complacent because they don't want to leave their lavish accommodations. Fire victims also expressing dissatisfaction with the $700 aid for food and clothing. I'm John Schaefer.
Humans working at fast food restaurants may become a thing of the past. Taco Bell and other fast food chains could switch to digital-only sales. That's according to The Hill, which reports parent company Yum Brands said in an earnings call this month it plans to move to 100% digital sales at its restaurants, which also includes Pizza Hut and KFC. That means customers would order through apps, websites, or in-store kiosks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.